No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/hailmary. That's hims.com/hailmary for your free online visit. hims.com/hailmary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Ah, the sounds of back to school time. There's plenty to about this time of year. So let Canes take something off your plate by putting something on it, like hand-battered chicken fingers and cane sauce.
Raising Canes chicken fingers. One love.
Wake up, Lincoln.
I overslept. Damn rooster didn't crow.
It's time for Early Break. Sponsored by Midwest Bank. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I'm wrong, but I'm not.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
If I were a feral cat.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Wednesday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen in studio with you. Bill Bush joins us from afar in the piano room in Central City. Hour 2, as always, sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member
FDIC.
Location South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane, also at 70th and Pioneers. And what does Shin Daddy have going on today in Creighton, Bill?
Well, right now they're in the gymnasium up at the high school. What Steve has done is that they had a special, assembly that started early and school be let out early because they're starting school early. So they have live streamed on the big screen, and it's welcome to the entire community and to every student right there. They're live streaming Marty's interview.
Is that right?
They're live streaming. They know Marty. This is about championships. This is about Marty. And so Shin Daddy has come up and what he's done. He got there and started this morning. So right now there is over 700 people in the school gymnasium in Creighton watching on the live feed Marty from Tallahassee, Florida, coming in live. The brother of Steve Sipple. The excitement is here. Let's get it going.
Let's get it going. Here he is. He's on the stream. You can see him right now if you're watching on YouTube or Allo 961. Marty Sipple. Good morning. How are you, Marty? Hey, we have an intro for you, Marty, right now.
No, we don't.
This is per Bill's request here.
No, we don't.
Yeah. That's an intro. Columbus. High school Hall of Famer, state tennis champion. Okay? We can hear you, Marty, just fine. State champion.
I have to tell you, I'm a little traumatized by that 6th to 7th grade discussion.
I don't blame you.
A few minutes ago, I've blotted out that entire segment of my life.
It was rough times. It wasn't better times.
For reasons that Steve probably knows
too well. I'm curious. You just expect. Turn that back up, whatever you just did. I can't hear now. All right. Marty Sipple joins us. Now, Marty, we've had a discussion on the show. We'll get to Florida State here in a second, but we've had a discussion on the show that Sip claims that when you won the state tennis championship, it wasn't a big deal that day, apparently, in the Sipple household. Is that how you recall it from your experience as the state champion yourself?
I came home from dinner and they said, "Did you win?" I said, "Yeah." And he said, "That's good."
That state championship.
It wasn't celebrated at all.
Why not?
Nothing's even talked about.
No, I don't know why. We didn't do that. It just didn't happen. I don't know why. Marty, I barely remember it. In fact, I didn't remember it.
Marty, you're in the Hall of Fame because of it.
There should be an investigation about that.
No, no, you were a good tennis player, right? You're a good tennis player.
Oh, I had my moment.
State champion.
Now, Marty was here in studio. Was this last year or 2 years ago he was in studio? Last year you
Colorado,
came in.
Yeah.
Because you had the, you were inducted in the Hall of Fame in Columbus High School, and you were at the event, right? The induction sip. Did you make it there?
Yes, I did make it.
And, you know, Marty was here in the early going of what was a rough season at Florida State, 2-10 last year.
Oh, God, that's right.
2-10 last year.
I'm curious, Marty, because you are in the neighborhood of Mike Norvell, somewhat a friend. Are you a friend of Mike Norvell, Marty? Sip says you are sometimes. Okay.
Marty, we need to know when Norvell drives by, how do you address him? Is it a simple kind of a point? Is there a nod of the hat? Is there a wave? Is there what? Do you ever get him to just stop? Hey, stop for a second. I got something.
When he
drives by.
I think he goes to work pretty early, so I don't see him very often.
He's right around the corner, though, is my recollection. He's right around the corner, right? Is that right?
Yes, right around the corner.
This is quite a neighborhood you live in, it sounds like.
I have to think that the waves to Mike Norvell were a little different this past year than they were 2 years ago when they won 13 games and they went down to two wins last year. What's the city been like, Marty, since in the last 2 years of extreme ups and extreme downs?
Extreme up to extreme down. I would say the seat under Mike is a little warm this year. Not hot, but a little warm. I mean, he's got nowhere to go but up. He only won two games last year.
Right.
So I think that people are expecting something like 6 or 7 this year. And, you know, they start off with Alabama, which is no easy task. But I think they'll be better than they were last year, for sure.
Why is this?
I think he'll be okay. He's got a $54 million buyout.
Oh.
So it's not going to be it's not going to be a light decision to let him go. So I think he'll be fine.
That's why his seat is only a little hot, because of a $54 million buyout. Am I reading the?
Well, and I think he's got some goodwill from the previous season when they were on the brink of the playoffs. I think he's got some goodwill from that. And so, you know, 2-10 is hard to swallow, but the year before that, they were really good. And as you recall, a lot of controversy about not getting into the playoffs. And so I think he's okay.
Joined by Marty Sipple. This again, Sip's brother, live from Tallahassee. And are you making any trips back to Nebraska this year, Marty? We saw you last year. When are you coming back?
For the Michigan game. We'll be back for
you. Come in for the pregame show then, or at least before then. Come in Friday if you can.
Oh, yeah, we'll come in. Yeah, I'll be there Friday for the show. Yeah.
He's got to be in the studio.
Marty.
Okay, go ahead.
Marty has incredible hair.
He does.
Marty has incredible hair. Look at his hair.
Oh, he does.
Remarkable.
He and Adam both. I don't know what happened to me. Adam has incredible hair, too. But yeah, they have good hair, Marty. Yeah,
if you're not watching the video stream, Marty appears to be in a wonderful-looking office right now. You can see right there. He's behind you. You can see Marty right there.
Oh, geez. Hey, Marty.
Yeah, Bill. Me and Bill can see Marty. Sip's just talking. You can hear it, but now he can see him on the screen over
hair,
there.
Steve. Yes. Yeah,
you look great, Marty. You grayed up a little bit, though.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Oh, there's the shot.
High-tech stuff here we got going here.
Yeah, you great.
Will you be at the Alabama game?
I will be in Doak Campbell for the Alabama game.
What's your location? Where will you be?
I'll be in my law firm's box.
Nice. Big time.
Things just changed. Oh, wow. So will you ever interact with the common people?
Do you know any common people at all?
Do you know anyone that has to sit in regular seats, Marty, that has to anyone that has to purchase a ticket? Have you ever heard of that before?
Ticketmaster.
No, yeah. I do have regular seats, and this is my first year doing this box thing.
Okay, what? Yeah, that's okay. We're not going to buy that, Marty, but that's all
yeah,
right.
Yeah, okay, Marty.
Yeah.
So it'll be exciting. I mean, if you want, I can talk. I know this is mainly geared towards Husker fans.
Yes.
Joe, and one thing that's going to be fascinating about this game is the Tony White angle.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Tony
yes.
White, now the defensive coordinator for Florida State, and he's got a interesting – I mean, I think that's the key to the game, honestly, is the – because Alabama, yes. as you know, Jalen Milroe's gone.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
And so they got a freshman quarterback starting. Their number one running back is out with an injury, collarbone break.
Okay.
They have an offensive lineman out. And so Alabama, the question is for this game, I think, can Alabama put up big numbers against FSU's defense? And mm-hmm. I think, you know, we'll see. I think that'll be the key to the game. I mean, Alabama's a big favorite, 13.5, I think. And
they are.
I think FSU, if they can hold them down defensively, has a shot to at least cover, if not maybe outright win. So we'll see.
You'll have to – FSU will have to hold them down defensively. I was reading about the game yesterday. There's some thought that Florida State might not score at all.
Well,
comforting. That's comforting.
That'll make it hard to cover, Marty. Just so you know, if you post a donut, that'll be hard.
Is that
– That's an interesting comment. I mean, they have a new quarterback, Tommy Castellanos.
Right.
Hey guys, it's Jake Sorensen. Let's be real. It's really hard to get flavor when you're trying to eat healthy, right? Good news for you. Washington Red Raspberries are a clean, simple, and seriously delicious way to add more nutrition to your day with flavor as well. They're American grown, picked at peak ripeness, and frozen within hours to lock in nutrients like fiber, antioxidants, and vitamin C. Plus, no added sugar. They're just fruit as nature intended. 80 calories per cup, great source of fiber, and one of the highest fiber berries in general. These are also at Costco, Kroger, Winco. Once again, they're naturally low in sugar, high in fiber, and support gut health, blood sugar balance, and overall wellness. Whether you're trying to clean up your snacks or build better meals, these berries are a total win. Do you want to discover new ways to use American frozen raspberries and get more details on where you can grab a bag of these delicious berries? Go to redraz.org. That's redraz.org. You'll find recipes, health tips, retail locations, and everything you need to make frozen Washington Red Raspberries a regular part of your routine today. And remember, look for product of the U.S. on the bag.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/Hail Mary. That's Hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. Hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Has, I mean, sort of a tangential connection to Husker fans, which is he was recruited by Gus Malzahn to UCF back in a couple years ago.
That's tangential.
Which is where Scott Frost is now and where he came from. And so Tommy Castellanos should be an upgrade at quarterback from last year, I would think, I would hope. Now, the big question for FSU is their offensive line.
Okay.
Their offensive line's a big question mark. And so in that sense, Steve, you may be right. It may be a struggle. It may be a low-scoring game.
Yeah.
It may be a low-scoring game. Yeah.
was the conversation around the water cooler when your quarterback made those bold statements? Tell us about what was going on through the fan base.
I think there was people that were surprised and somewhat disappointed that he did that. I mean, all he did was put up some bulletin board material for Alabama, which probably isn't the smartest thing to do. I mean, now I'll say this.
Okay.
Last year, there was a perception of an absence of leadership in the locker room. And so the least the fact that the guy showed some confidence and showed some leadership was perceived as a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
But the way he went about it may have been a little questionable. We'll see.
Marty, would you be able to help Nebraska fans at all? I've received several text messages if they have legal troubles. Would you be able to do anything for them in that area if all of a sudden
I'm still licensed in Nebraska.
Okay, that was exactly what they asked.
No, it's not. Yeah,
specifically that question. All sorts of counsel from Marty.
Yeah.
It's a tangential way of saying yes, I guess.
Yes, that's nice. What would your wave look like to Norvell if he wins this game?
Just do it.
You see him Sunday morning headed into the office. What would you give him? A thumbs up?
Big thumbs up.
Would you give him a thumbs up from your driveway? From your driveway?
No, I'd have to drive a couple blocks to see him. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I kind of hope this happens. I want to see this.
I'd love
the
to
happiness
see that happen. Have someone tell you if you get a chance. Just sit in a lawn chair and wait for him to drive by and give him the thumbs up on Sunday morning. It would be incredible.
Speaking of the water cooler, you mentioned Thomas Castellanos, Bill, right. But I'm curious, what's the water cooler talk about Tony White? Is there excitement for Tony White in FSU, Marty?
That's an interesting question. I think that the perception is that the FSU upgraded their coordinators from last year for sure.
Okay.
And so with Malzahn and White, I think they feel like there's an upgrade and that Norvell made the right moves to right the ship. Now we'll see if that plays out, but yeah, I mean, there is excitement about that. I'll say this. I think there's more chatter around the water cooler about Malzahn.
Mm-hmm.
Malzahn's sort of perceived as a offensive guru, kind of like Holgorsen in a way. But now people think the defense will be better also. Yeah, for sure.
Just by way of education, Marty, you may or may not have noticed this. James Williams is a Nebraska player who is actually listed first team at defensive end. He's former Nebraska player, transfer portal guy that went to FSU and will be starting at defensive end. Another player, Stephon Thompson, is the number two Jack linebacker. Were you aware of any of that?
I was aware of it, but I don't know about their capabilities. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah.
I mean, they haven't been highly covered down here. I would say
Williams.
Not a lot of talk during the fall camp about those guys, I wouldn't say.
Do you have a water cooler in your office?
Oh, yeah, we have a water cooler. We absolutely have a water cooler.
Really?
Yeah,
yeah. Do people gather?
I've never seen anyone ever gathered around a water cooler in my life, so it's always interesting to see how that is. One quick question, Marty, if you can just get back to the state championship.
Yeah, we need to get back to that. We do.
Did you have a wooden racket?
Mm-hmm.
What was your racket?
No, I had a wooden racket at one time, but not during the championship.
During the run, you made technology had taken over.
Had crossed over to metal or graphite.
Nice. Yeah. Did you ever have to, when you're playing an opponent, call your own lines? Did you ever?
Oh, absolutely.
So did you ever call a footfall?
I don't think I ever called a footfall on anything.
Never a footfall, more just out, long, long,
out.
I was watching a little bit of this is way off the
I love it. We like that.
You can do
that. I was watching a little bit of the U.S. Open last night.
Okay.
And I noticed Alcaraz has shaved his head, essentially. I mean, did you
guys
see that?
Carlos Alcaraz has shaved his head.
I did not see that. No.
We missed Marty. You would never consider shaving that head, would you?
No. Get that hair. Get the flow.
This is like Sanderson type hair.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good hair.
When Marty came on, I was dumbfounded.
Oh, he's got it.
He's got the flow for sure.
Yeah, he's got the flow. It is sort of a blind spot, and I just can't remember you winning that tournament at all. I didn't even attend.
No, your brother didn't attend the game, the match.
Where you been all day, Marty? Playing tennis, man. What are you talking about?
You must have won though.
It's funny. I mean, we, as you know, Steve, we also played basketball, and you know, the tennis was in the fall and the basketball was in the winter. Mm-hmm. And I think that we played tennis, but we always had one eye on basketball season.
Yeah.
You know?
Cause we're a powerhouse. We're a powerhouse, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And so when that tennis ended, we just transitioned right into basketball, you know?
Yeah. That's probably
so. It wasn't a big thing.
There wasn't much hoopla.
Did you ever watch Steve play for the Colts?
Do you remember that at all? Do you remember
that at all? When he played Pop Warner football, Steve played for the Colts. Did you ever attend a game of that?
I think I might have attended a game.
No way you did. No, Marty, there's no way you attended a game.
You guys are close. You guys are super tight.
There's no way you went down to Clear Park. There's no way you did that.
What's the age difference here between you and Marty?
1 year. Well,
okay, 1 year. Come on. You're, all right. It's not like crazy.
But I wouldn't have expected you to. I was like
I remember that. Who was on that team? We probably shouldn't go
Spalla,
there.
Scott. Why not go there? There's no secrets here. Scott Spalla was on that
Scott
team.
Scott Spalla.
Yeah. Spalla was the big horse.
Quarterback?
Yeah, he was the big horse. Quarterback, linebacker, yeah.
Steve, you're more of a scat back, right?
No, I was slow. They thought I was fast, and I got on the field, and they're like, you're not that fast.
We were my wife and I were in Montana last week, and we went to a minor league baseball game, the Pioneer League out there.
Yeah.
Tell me if this is right. I think you tried out for the Cincinnati Reds.
Oh, absolutely. There's an article about that, Marty. We've seen the article. Yeah.
No, it was
a
thing.
I do remember that.
No, Marty, you realize that wasn't legit. It was not a legit tryout, though, right? It was.
What sense?
It was
Cincinnati Reds, Steve.
Yeah, I saw the article.
Marty has confirmed.
I saw the pictures, the article. I saw it all.
Yeah. In this sense, Marty, it was. I did it for a story for the Journal Star. The sport.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah. Marty thought he made a run.
Give it a shot, man. You never know.
No,
get a couple hits, you might make it. You beat Rose.
Boy, we gotta do this on the radio more often. Well, get to know each other a little
bit. On this East Lincoln West says new segment, the Marty Party on the show. The Marty Party.
It's like Thanksgiving here. Yeah.
We gotta get to know each other.
We had
a
situation
better.
Also, Marty, in recent months where I think Bill asked Sip your middle name and he didn't know.
No,
can you help Sip out? What's your middle name, Marty? He needs to know this for family purposes.
Yes.
It's Bruce.
Up there on the wall. Bruce.
Okay,
Bruce.
Well, you didn't know that when Bill asked you a few months ago. You
Which
forgot.
Wall are you talking about?
The wall right behind you.
Can you see my attention,
Steve? The video stream is incredible.
Oh, yeah, you look good. You look good. It's like you're busy. You're still working, huh?
I'm still working. Yeah.
Well, Marty, we're up against the clock. We this has been fun. We got to make this happen again.
I like
Marty. That was incredible.
I like the video, Marty.
Our Florida State correspondent.
I would be remiss.
Yeah.
It's a big weekend for my family. My oldest son, Bennett, will be in the horseshoe. He's a Texas graduate, and he will be in the horseshoe for the Arch Manning debut against Ohio State.
Okay, Bennett.
Steve, do you know your nephew?
I do. I have a vague awareness.
This is the first you've heard of him. Marty has a son.
No, I know Bennett very well.
Okay, just want to make sure because there's been.
Oh, you have kids. I'll be damned.
I didn't know this. Tell me more.
Did you adopt him or what's this?
Is this your real son? Bennett. Bennett's going
the shoe.
Bennett's to the shoe. Yeah, you would have been remiss not to mention that. So you'll be at Alabama.
Be horseshoe. I'll be at Doak Campbell.
That's a big.
You guys will be
in the box. You'll be in the box. There'll be drinks served to you. Yeah,
you'll be drunk
in the suite at Doak Walker. He's Marty Sipple. Marty, thanks for the time. We will chat with you very soon, I'm sure. Again,
thank you guys.
Good job, Marty. Good job.
Fun stuff from Marty there. Yeah. What a fun time that was. Bill had to go too, so Bill's out. Marty's out. Bill, we'll see you on See you tomorrow in studio and tonight. We'll see Bill tonight at Ruhlman's.
That was remarkable.
That was fun. When we come back, we will have a late edition of the mailbag. Text your questions at 464-5685 or email earlybreak937@gmail.com. Mailbag next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.